Studios.
The 808 of Justice.
Yeah.
Singling another Tools of the Trade, brought to you by Roundhead. And Patty has brought in an absolute little gem that many of people would drool over, I'm sure.
Oh, they would. They would indeed. And the way I got this is probably the way that most people want to punch me in the face.
No, but like, as we were saying off air, you said you got it from a thrift shop down in Thames, but often as thrift shops are now, they know what they've got.
They do. It was a little bit of muscle, you know. There was a little bit of give and take in the negotiation, but
it must have been sitting there for a while.
Yeah. Well, no, he said he got it fresh the morning.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I was there Friday.
You just knew exactly what you're looking for.
Well, and I just passed through the office, walked down the little hallway, and just saw it out the corner of my eye, sitting on a little stack of records.
What is it?
It is a Roland SH-101 monophonic synthesizer from the 1980s.
Complete with little handles so you can, and a strap so you can play it like a guitar.
Oh
style.
Yeah.
Fresh from Thames, you're saying a bit dusty.
It was a bit dusty. She looks good now. I definitely spent a fair bit of time wiping it on Sunday night.
Comes along with an RIP as well from a deceased estate. Hopefully we do old mate proud, the local organist.
Yeah, the local Thames organist. And magically it comes with a little proprietary keytar handle, which is amazing.
That's probably worth the price of admission right there. Like, you could probably sell that on eBay and pay for the whole thing.
Yeah,
there'll be someone out there that wants that bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, let's kick it off. I'll show you what we got. A little bit of a... Ooh, I don't know. Let's get a little bit of filter going. Yeah.
These are not the droids we're looking for. Oh, yeah, some of that brown note stuff.
Let's see if we can get a little...
So analog.
So it's obviously got a little arpeggiator and step sequencer in here, which makes it... It was a big flop when it came out in the 80s, and it had its shining day in the 90s with techno. So people like Chemical Brothers, Fatboy Slim,
Bass lines.
Yeah, let's see if we can get it, see how deep it can go, where we got it.
Let's try to break some shit.
Yeah, turn that sequencer off.
We're actually playing it through a Roland amp. We're like, well, curated right now.
This thing sell for more now than it would have in the 80s?
Yeah, I never know the retail of these guys when they came out, but I think
I guess so.
I mean, I don't think they were cheap. None of these synths were really, I guess, cheap. They were pretty cutting edge things,
probably like $500 back then, but that's quite spinny.
Probably
back then.
A grand back, that would be like
carry the four.
It's so rad when something sort of has a second life after the fact of it being released and it becoming popular within certain circles, and obviously being part of the 90s dance scene is pretty rad.
Well, it's funny you say that, John, because we've actually got a couple of tracks displaying that as well. Should we drop out to one right now?
Yeah, what are we hitting?
We've got some Chemical Brothers on actual CD, the way it was meant to be heard.
Hot, and it's littered all over this track. You'll hear it. All those freaky noises, lead lines. That's your SH-101.
That's
the one. Oh, yeah.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats.
one of those block rocking beats.
Chemical Brothers are so freaky deaky. I forget how freaky deaky the Chemical Brothers are. Making good use of the Roland SH-101 monophonic analog synthesizer from back in the day, yo. As used by Prodigy, I've got a list here. Future Sound of London, big fan. Future Sound of London. Aphex Twin is up in the mix there. Boards of Canada have used it, apparently. 808 State, yeehaw.
Devo.
Devo have used everything, though. Devo are just
they just
like,
got a room of synths.
They do. I've watched a few videos, man. It is kind of like that.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, it's pretty inspiring because I can't make them sound half as good as these masters. That Chemical Brothers track is crazy.
Is this, Patty, is this something you've always jonesed over, one of these? Or were you just like, this is quite an opportune moment, I should probably pounce on it?
Yeah, I think it was more I just saw it and was like, any synth I kind of see, I'm like, I have to have this. but it's not one I've been lusting after. I've kind of, I don't know, there's the fantasy ones are more like the CS80s or the, yep. You know, those, the untouchable ones that you're never going to find.
Until you go back to Thames and another organist has passed away. Now, this the SH-101, the Roland SH-101, doesn't have presets. We're saying maybe that was a reason it didn't sort of catch on back in the day, because you really got to get to know the front panel. And impressively, you've only had this for like a day or two, and you've pretty much got your head around it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not too foreign from the other Roland kind of family. It's got the same sort of layout with your sliders and your envelopes and your filters and things like that.
You can catch it at a glance. There's no hidden memory. There's no, there's no like banks to fold through or anything like that. So it is kind of rad. And it is kind of a performance synth, especially seen as it has the strap on it and it has the little actuator that you can kind of do the different mod things with one hand. Did you take a photo of him before, John? Should we chuck that on a page at some point?
When he says performance synth, he means you can play it like a guitar.
Yeah. It's like, good luck, though, pulling that off. I don't know if I've seen it, you know, pulling that off properly.
Enough. That's not long enough. No, that's... Serious.
Oh, I think you could rock it. I think you could do it. I'm a try.
It's taking the key back to guitar. It's like, I forget about looking like a guitar, actually. Let's just keep this one.
Convince someone to let me get up there and shred a little whammy bar solo or something.
Let us know if anyone you know has a Roland SH-101 out there, 5395.
Yeah. But I'm not surprised it's in pretty good nick. I don't know if you know the predecessor, which is the SH-1000, but it's got little organ flaps all along it, and they made it that way to not scare organists, because this does, like, to the Thames organ player, this is probably like...
Yeah, it's sort of been his freaky deaky instrument.
Yeah, totally. So I'm not... Maybe he bought it and was like, nah.
The interesting thing about monophonic stuff is that you really didn't... You don't need a keyboard. It could have been anything, but... I think with a lot of synths, the philosophy was give it a keyboard and people will know how to play it. You know what I mean? Whereas it could just be a ribbon controller or kind of anything.
Totally. Yeah.
Now, Paddy, this has obviously found its way into your personal collection, but will it end up at Roundhead for people to use? Should they sort of decide to go up there? Will you write on it with twink?
Should be best,
I'm absolutely banned from having synthesizers in my my house by my wife, so... all my collection lives at Roundhead.
You can have a synthesizer in your house as long as it's framed.
Yeah, it's allowed to be there as long as I'm like cleaning it and it's returning to work the next day. So it will definitely be up there. I'm working with a band at the moment, No Cigar, the last couple of days. And I've attempted several times to try to get this on there. Not because the songs needed it, because I got this thing and I want to validate my purchase.
What is one of the more popular items at Roundhead that people always kind of go to?
Up Selena, which is a string synthesizer. That's pretty classic. The Hammond organ, that's a real...
Leslie as well?
Yeah, so that's a real staple.
Are you going to bring that down one day? No, just joking. They're fucking huge out there.
I've had to take it because one studio's downstairs. Yeah. And we've had sessions where we've needed an organ downstairs, so it's like this massive organ down Newton Road and all the traffic kind of going,
for people who don't know, it's a rotating speaker and a drum, often two, like a speaker and a horn, and they spin in different directions.
And the organ weighs about 150 kilos and it's on wheels. It's a nightmare to move. But that's kind of those are pretty staplish. The Moog as well, the Model D. That might come down here, I reckon. That could do a little trip. That would be fun.
I don't think we've ever played like an OG Model D, so
yeah,
that could be cool. That's kind of like... this would have been like the cheap man's
Model
D, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, they stand up to it.
I mean, it's all analog filters.
The Moog is like the brand, though. It's like your Adidas or something.
It has that sound. It has that kind of warm, rounded sound about it, eh? Or maybe Bob was onto something, for sure.
Yeah, he's kicked it. He's done it.
Everybody kind of agrees in the synth realm that he was sort of the OG as well.
Yeah, well, that will make a little visit.
This came out in a few different colours. Blue, we got red ones. You said there was one albino full white one.
Yeah.
You've got the classic Roland grey. No fun.
Is it like grey? I can't tell if it's like grey or green. Is it?
It's going
like,
green.
It's like gunmetal grey or something, isn't it?
It's just that kind of crusty.
Yeah, it's almost like camo green or something.
Good score.
Pretty stoked.
How do you guys store these things around here? Like, is there like a cool, like, I'm expecting like a drawer that comes out of the wall?
No, it's like there's a sweet little shelf downstairs where some of the lesser used ones, but most of them are kind of... Just if you check on the Instagram, I think I posted something last week, but there's a little stack of the synths up in the corner in Studio A, and then we've got a couple of downstairs as well. This one will probably just live in the tech room. It's kind of easy to access, but it's probably not
so
the
techno room.
The techno room, along with
Rad.
Does it?
It runs on batteries.
Do either of the studios sort of accommodate different styles of music? Is like downstairs more sort of grimy?
Is there a verse?
There's definitely band. I mean, from
is there a rivalry between studios at Roundhead? That's what we want.
There's definitely more bands, indie bands and stuff will use the downstairs room. It's much more of a kind of dark kind of hideaway studio, a bit more of a classic kind of vibe. Upstairs is, you know, big luxe looking guy, which is great for, I mean, the difference is space. So, I mean, classical people, jazz people will use upstairs a lot more, or big groups where you can't fit, you know, 10 people in the small room. But not much of a rivalry. It's pretty fun seeing like the both sessions working at the same time and seeing the crossover and people popping their heads in and going, oh, what's going on? Yeah, and I've seen, you know, people pick up a backing vocalist and bring them upstairs to sing a couple of lines.
Can you track drums upstairs and everything's sort of sweet downstairs still?
Yeah, totally. Right. Totally. Yeah, it's super soundproof, which is nice. That happens all the time. The hard ones kind of maybe alien weaponry or something, a thrashing, a bit of guitar, and that's echoing through the... It's probably the worst in the office, to be honest, when you can hear it vibrating through the floor, which right. is...
Wow, get another job, eh?
Yeah, I know, actually. Exactly.
Should we go out on just showing the dexterity of the Roland SH-101 with some Portishead?
Yeah, love it. Listen out for the... I think it comes in about halfway through. It's a lovely little theremin-ish sound, which is quite cool.
Oh, so the high notes.
Yeah, it's a noddle bass.
Right on. I think, did the theremin turn 100 the other day?
The guy that made it might have. Not sure.
Cheers.
No, it probably is. It's from the 20s, so yeah. touch of Portishead. There it is. There's a cute little...
That's going to be my mission now. I'm going to go back to the studio and try and make a little theremin sound with this.
Yeah, just get the portamento cruising. Mm. There you go. Mm. Thanks so much, Paddy.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'll see you up next week. I think we've got a little surprise, a little something different next week.
Perfect.
From Synthland to...
There's so many things at Roundhead, so it's going to be absolutely glorious going through the catalogue of bits and pieces. Big shout out to whoever died in Thames. And
RIP, thank you for the synthesizer.
Right on.
Tools of the Trade on 95 BFM, thanks to Roundhead Studios.